The passage that I read and will discuss here is from pages 249 to 252 of King Solver's The Poison Wood Bible. This passage is comic and upsetting to me. Its comedy lies in that both men, Brother Price and Brother Fowles, find it necessary to engage in competition to assert their authority and knowledge of their religion. Brother Fowles realizes this is comic, and so comes across in a much better light than does Brother Nathan Price. Brother Price does not see the comedy, but instead views the competition as an opportunity to show the greatness and correctness of his religion over anyone else's. He is petty and confrontational, and as it says on page 251, in Rachel's voice, Father sounded like the know-it-all kid in class you just want to strangulate. Later, on that same page, he says to Brother Fowles, Sir, I offer you my condolences. Personally, I have never been troubled by any such difficulties with interpreting God's word. This is a fascinating and a shocking thing to say. How can a single man, who is a Christian, declare that he understands and accepts every single word of the Bible? Or maybe that isn't so out of the ordinary. Take, for example, Fred Phelps. I suppose that he never has any problem interpreting his Bible. But people who say things like this are hateful and disgusting, and the rest of us don't want to be around them. At least I don't. But Brother Fowles doesn't resort to arguing as I would if I were in his situation. In fact, it's the opposite. On page 252, Rachel says, But old Santa's eyes just twinkled. He was having a ball. This is where I am truly impressed with Brother Fowles' conduct. Presented with a self-important dogmatist, he simply smiles and says that he and Price both have a lot to learn. He views the world as a place full of hope and beauty and God's creation as necessary to understanding God's will. But these conflicting personalities is also what makes this passage so upsetting. I see what Nathan Price could be to the people of Kalanga, and how he could help his family and treat his daughters and his wife and make everyone happy, but instead he insists on following his sure path to salvation, which in the end brings about his downfall. Though what interests me most about this passage is not the failings of Nathan Price, but the failings of Christianity itself. First, there is the problem of translation. On page 251, Brother Fowles says, And yet I wonder who translated this? During my years here in the Congo, I've heard so many errors of translation, even comical ones. This reminds me of Nathan's insistence on ending every sermon of his with the exclamation, Tata Jesus is poison wood, even though he doesn't know what he's saying. There's also the problem of context, as in passage taken out of context. On page 252, Price says, You might look to verse 28 there, sir. Quote, from the point of view of the good news, they are treated as enemies of God. And Brother Fowles says, Sure, and it continues, but from the point of view of God's choice, they are dear to him because of their forefathers. It is deeply upsetting to me and troubling to hear or see anyone take a passage of any holy book or any historical tome out of context. I mentioned Fred Phelps earlier. He is the preacher who says terrible things like homosexuals are doomed, homosexuals should all be killed, and he bases this in biblical literature. We've seen in the past that people can justify slavery, polygamy, molestation, and murder, and war, most recently and most in the news, with the Bible and with Christianity. Christianity becomes a religion of punishment, something that is frightening and foreign. Well, naturally, Christianity is foreign, but the concepts of love and peace and understanding and brotherhood should not be foreign, especially to a man who calls himself a leader of his religion, like Nathan Price does. And on a truly personal note, I'd like to end this. When I was 14, I joined a group led by a man who is pretty much exactly like Nathan Price. I suffered for 2 years under the biblically based authority of this man. Now I consider myself an agnostic. And to paraphrase Woody Allen, it's not Christianity that I hate, it's that it's full of Christians.